Shalom, Rabbi. Good Erev Shabbos.
Boker Tov, Rabbi. Good Erev.
We'll go from there. Okay.
Sounds good.
So, fine. So we started Chelek Gimel. I think we started Chelek Gimel last week, the Mo'od Mukali. Shabbos Malchosa, Perek Aleph, V'zoches, Yom HaShabbos L'Kodshoi. We spoke about, in Chalek Aleph HaBeis, we spoke about how Hashem, some of the tzedus of what the essence of Shabbos is. We spoke about the essence of Shabbos is Hashem coming into the world. Kabbalah's place Shechina. We spoke about Shvisas Ma'aseh Breishis. So that's Megala Chidush with all the ramifications of that. Now what we want to do, Bezrat Hashem, is discuss things more lemaisa about Shabbos Kodesh. And some auras and some feelings, some ideas about Kedusha Shabbos. Zochres Yom HaShabbos LeKodshoi. Ma'ze Inyan Shel Kedusha Shabbos. And we'll see the very interesting things that where the Kedusha Shabbos is different to all other areas of Kedusha that we normally have to deal with. And the Avoida of Shabbos is also different from all the other Yomim Avoida. We saw, I think we mentioned this. If not, tell me, we'll do it again. We saw from the Goyim that Sheishes Yomim Ta'aseh Malachtecho. He's talking about the Sheishes. Yeah, we did do this. Is the six Yom Tevim, the 2 days of Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, and the 2 days Rishon of Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. Those are the 6 days. Sheta'aseh Malachtecho. You can do Malachos Oichel Nefesh. Yom HaShvi'i Shabbos, Shvi'isa Gemura. That's a Shvi'isa Gemura. It's not like the Chagim. That's a Shvi'isa Gemura. So Yom Kippur, we're not dealing with now. It also says what to do, yeah, but we're not looking at that. It's not one of the Sheish Yosim Taseh Malachtecho. It's its own kind of category. And also, Shabbos doesn't have any particular avoida, any particular mitzvah. Pesach has a Chilas Matzah. All the Chagim have the Lulav and Esrog and Tov Shavuos. Also is a bit of an interesting one, except the Gemara then Shavuos he brings from the Gemara then Psochim is that the mitzvah Shavuos is the Suda. The Sudas on Shavuos are not like the same as the Sudas everywhere else. And all the other Chagim, the machloikas about whether the sudas are mitzvahs. Chetzi lachem, chetzi lachem. Aval kol moedim b'shvuas, tzarich lochem. So that the Goyen brings down that it doesn't have its own unique mitzvah. The mitzvah is the sudas yomtev. So fine, that's another subject. Aval Shabbos is Shvisa. Afilu b'melechus kodesh, kedushos bo bli hishtadlus ele b'matana. That's another big idea we picked up last time, is that Shabbos doesn't come from a voida, but comes from a matana. All other areas in kedusha that a person wants to attain in Yiddishkeit, you have to work for. Shabbos is a matana. So let's see what that means and what the ramifications are that I'm on ein ches in paragraph base. All Kedusha in the world, without any exceptions except Shabbos, comes about via Pu'ula, via Maisa Adam. Eretz Yisrael, Nitkatcha Lidei Yeshua Ben Nun, B'Kiddush Rishon, B'Kedushas Yerushalayim, B'Amigdash Ledovi B'Shlomo, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a ganze gesa Kedusha. Who makadished it? Humans, people. Which in turn creates the Kedusha of the Yom Tevim, based in Yerushalayim. The Ritvo in Chulin, the Ramba, Shimlo ye Kedusha Chodesh al Yedei Yisrael, Yocholam Moedim Klal. Pella. If the Beis Din wouldn't makadish the Chodesh, then in that month it wouldn't be a Chag. Beis Din weren't makadish the Kedusha Rosh Chodesh Nisan, as ein Pesach. The Pele Otsu. We see that. V'zeh makadish Yisrael v'hazmanim. Yisrael Mekatshe Hazmanim.
Rabbi, what's interesting about that is that the emanations of freedom, or whatever emanations Pesach has, Avraham Avinu felt it at the right time without a Beis Din proclaiming that month.
That was pre-Matan Torah in Achinami, of course. Avraham Avinu was able to get in touch with all of this through his own Tfisa on Torah. Nachinami, maybe he was Beis Din, maybe he was Makadish, I don't know. That I don't know, but you're right, even if he didn't, yeah. Pre-Matan Torah in Achinami. We don't make the Kedusha, we create the Chalois of the Kedusha. Kedusha is there, we Makadish, Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua came was Makadish, Eretz Yisrael. If he hadn't done it, there wouldn't be Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael. It's very interesting. Who was Makadish Harabais? It was David Vishlomo, human beings. Okay? Ezra, when he came back, said, I'm not going into the whole sugya there. Aval, even though today it's in Churven, it's a mess, you're not allowed to go up there. There's Kedusha. You go up there, you have chorus. HaSinai, Shakosh Baruch Hu B'Kvedu B'Atzma came down on HaSinai. It was Makadish HaSinai and gave the Torah in HaSinai. And if you just touched it, you would die. After Hashem left, there was no Kedusha left anymore. You can feed your sheep. You know where HaSinai is. You can go there and you can walk on there. You can trample. You can do whatever you want. So when Tisiyahu once heard, he said that that's when a human being through his toil is Makadish something, the Kedusha lasts forever.
I hear.
That's the all the Kedusha that comes via our, after the Torah was given, Lobo Shamayim, we create the Kedusha of that. Makadish Yisrael, Vahazmanim. Shabbos, we don't say that. Makadesh Shabbos doesn't say Makadesh Yisrael v'Shabbos. Because Yisrael is not what's Makadesh Shabbos. Shabbos comes Mamela through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Matana. We'll see. We're going to expand on this a lot. Aval Kedusha Shabbos kviya v'kaima. The Kedusha Shabbos is fixed and it doesn't ever go away. You might not connect to it, but it's there. That Kedusha wasn't given to any Adam. That Kedusha is there from Sheshis and Mebreshis. And it's there. Whoever wants it can come and get in touch with it. It's there. You don't have to do anything. You just have to connect to it. You can't be Machal Shabbos. But even if you're Machal Shabbos, the Kedusha is still there because it doesn't go away. You just don't have anything to do with it. Why is Shabbos different from all of them? The kol ha-kedusha is chema, eichus shel kedusha, kol achas kefim alosoi. Each of the sheishes yomim, its kedusha, the quality of its kedusha comes about via one of its qualities. And there's some quality. The klid karev li Hashem is baruch, and that's a key to get closer to Hashem in that particular aspect. Aval Shabbos, he kedushas Hashem is baruch atzmai kevioch. Shabbos is not a Kedusha that has a certain mila, a certain quality, a certain kli that you use to get close to Hashem. Shabbos is Kedusha Hashem himself, Kevayochol. Shabbos Atzmo Les Lemigami Klum. Because as we learned in depth in the first Chalek, Shabbos has nothing of its own. Shabbos is just Shvisa. It's just a clearing in the forest. But it has nothing on its own. V'rak hi hashali kanes alav yisborach. It's the gate that takes you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eladei she'ashabbos mechicha u'maskira chidush ha'olam. Shabbos reminds us and proves and reminds us of chidush ha'olam. Mitbarei she'ein shum metzias ba'olam chutz miyichuda yisborach. That's a proof, and it's clear that there's no other reality other than Hashem. There is nothing other than Hashem in this world, except Hashem's Yichud. That's why the whole world is completely shoivus umabatal. There is no world. Doesn't get mitbatelis and become nothing. It's mitbatel to the achdus of Hashem. Since everything else is bottle, what are you left with? You and Hashem. Hashem comes to us. Nemtze shakadusha hamizgale b'Shabbos, he kedushas HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzmai. What is kedusha Shabbos? It's Hashem's. Kedushas Hashem. It's the kravis you feel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kviyochol. Memayla poshut shakadusha Shabbos eini kedusha shakit shodom. It's poshut that you can't make that kedusha. You can't make kaddish the Shabbos. Because the Kedusha of Shabbos is Hashem himself. The Kedusha of Shabbos is a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kvod Ma'atzmo, and he's the source and the root of everything. And that's what you're supposed to be in touch with on Shabbos. Ulachain lo shaykh shiyete mitzvah miyuchedes l'Shabbos Kodesh. So what mitzvah are you going to do for that? What's the mitzvah miyuchedes for Shabbos now? Shain oifen maisi lasigit kedusha Hashem is barach. There's nothing you can do l'maisa in a goof that can be masi kedusha Hashem. V'yibo rak b'matana l'misha kodesh boichi reitze l'ashrei shchinos holo. Comes as a matana. To who gets the matana? Whoever kodesh boichi wants to give the matana to. Whoever about a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be a Shosi Shchinah, that's who's going to get the Matana. There's nothing you can do to create that Kedusha. But bam, you have to connect to the Kedusha. You could miss it completely, but it's there whether you do something or not. Doima Adova, Lamasha Posuk Haramba, Perik Zayin, Yilchus Yisoyda Torah, Eina Nevua Chale, Ela Algibo Bemidoisov, Veloye Yitzre Midgaber Alov, Bedova Bo'elom. Elohu mitgaber b'daitel yitzri tomir ad kan l'shoyne. So I'm not applying for the nevuah course, because look what you have to have. Nevuah doesn't come to a person unless he's a giboy b'midoisof. He's strong in his midas, whatever that means. Okay, that maybe we can try. Watch this one. V'lo yeh yitzri mitgaber alav b'dover bo'ilo. The yitzri can't overwhelm him with anything in this world. Adarabba, he's mitgaber b'daitel. Interesting, b'daitoy. Al yitzre tomid. Tomid. He always beats his yitzre. 100%. Although that's quite a tall order. And there were millions of Nevi'im in Klal Yisrael. Huh? Unbelievable. Tov, what about Bilam, Harosha, who was a Novi? Vadai Shalonis came bought Tnaize. He didn't get a gold star in the Novi class for good midas in Bidgiaber his yitzre. You see that he's completely in the grip of his yaitza. Vechim kain chala alav nevuah. How did he get nevuah? Aval nere da kol ha-tnayim v'ha-lochas ha-shaychas le-novi shenem rusham. All the klalim and the tnayim and the requirements mentioned there in the Rambam, there is vaday shelon iskain bo tnay ze sorry. Aval nira, the kol atnoim v'halochas sheshaychus lenovi shneim rusham. All the requirements that in halochas that relate there that the Rambam's talking about, hem rak al nevuah shan nevim. Let's talk about all the other nevim. Shan novi tzarich liyos kli roi lekabolas hanevuah. He has to create a kli that is then fitting for nevuah to be chalon. If you have a bucket that's got holes in it, it's not a kli roi to makabel water. So he has to be a kli sholem that can makabel nevuah. Aval Bilam, sheyase lo nevuah b'cheftza shel nevuah Moshe. Bilam's nevuah didn't come as a chelek of Moshe's nevuah. All other nevim, we know, Moshe was the Ava nevim, and all that nevuah that the other nevim got came as a cheftza of Moshe's nevuah. Bilam's nevuah didn't come from there. Shezuas beklal amira, boifin zeh shel nevuah, ha'achona lo ma'ale ve'lo ma'irido. Shein shum metzir shel achona las beklal amira. Ve'yikulam etonam imenis barachum, ve'meile hu she'ei nafka mina ve'en bilam lekol adamache. I don't know what he's saying. One second, I missed something here. Aval bilam she'esil nevuah b'cheft, sorry, haya b'cheft zeh shel nevuah s'moishe. Sorry, adarab. I read that wrong. The nevuah that Bilam got was a cheftza Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah. That was b'as b'klari ha-meira. The other nevim didn't have b'as b'klari ha-meira. Somehow, okay, we have to accept this for now. Tzarich hear what he means, that the nevuah of Bilam was a cheftza Moshe Rabbeinu. Chveis nisht. Well, that's what it was. You don't have to do any achona for that, because it's purely a matana. There's no achona that a person can do fast b'klari ha-meira. Okay, he brings the Gemara's here. There's a big sugya in the footnotes. I'm not going to go into that now. Well, somehow we don't. I don't understand. Well, somehow you see that the nevuah of Bilam's. You can't tell me that the nevuah of Bilam's came because he was roya kli and he prepared himself and he went through all the dargas. He went to the whole Masiris Yesharim. He mastered the Masiris Yesharim and he was mitgaber his yetzarah tamid. Whatever. There's another type of nevuah that comes with he's calling us peklaria meira, and that's a matana. That's got nothing to do with if anybody can get that. Whoever Kodesh Baruch Hu decides he wants to give it to, he'll give it to him. Bilam wasn't Neman Bechol Beisi. Neman, he didn't have the same degree of Chiba and Av and Nemonis that Moshe Benu had. But his Nevuah was the same type of Nevuah that comes as a Matana. You can't do anything to achieve that. Okay, that's a marshal for our Shabbos works. V'cheinu mamash linyan haShabbos. L'kol ha-moedim tzarich keilim kedei la'asig es kudushoso. All the Mu'adim, a person needs kalim, you need shofar and lulav and matzahs, you need all sorts of different tools in order to attain the kedusha. La'asik chayrus, tzarich matzah. You want chayrus, so you have to eat matzah. Without matzah, there's no chayrus. La'asik simcha, tzarich sukkah v'lulav. If you without a lulav, there's no simcha on yontif. Aval Shabbos he asked beklaria meira. Shabbos is pure clarity, all the mechitzas are broken. You're not coming for simcha, you're not coming for maile, you're not coming for any quality specific. You're coming to hang out with Hashem kaviyochel. It's all a matana from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In fact, most of the assays, most of the positive things we do on Shabbos are the Rabbonot. I think I mentioned this last week. You have to do the lavim. You have to stop doing what would interfere with being able to apprehend a Kodesh Baruch on Shabbos. Those are the lavim. But how many mitzvahs I say the rice are there on Shabbos? Kiddush. What else is there? Everything we do on Shabbos. Everything we do on Shabbos is the Rabbonans. The white tablecloth and the wine for the Kiddush and the challahs and the it's called the Rabbonans. It could be the kazais, the rice. I will pashtus is take away all the derubonans, the assays of the derubonans on Shabbos. You left with very little. It's not that much that you have to do. Pella. But that's why, because what you're trying to achieve on Shabbos is not one quality or one mile. You're trying to grasp a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. What are you going to do today? How are you going to prepare yourself for that? We'll see, there is Hachonan for sure. We'll see. Avalulze Amru Chazal Gemarin Sanhedrin Samachay. Na Sambat Yen Yochiach, Bal Oiv Yochiach, Kivreshel Oviv Yochiach, Shein Maila Oshen B'Shabbos. The river Sambatyon is a proof of Shabbos. Oiv is a proof of Shabbos. And the Kvarim of the Oviv is of Shel Oviv. Is a proof for Shabbos because the smoke didn't come out on Shabbos. It stopped burning on Shabbos. In a Nar Sambatyan, Vekivra Rishoyim, Hara'enu Mednichim Tfilin or Oichli Matzah. Umashna Shabbos, but Shedavka Bo Haim Nachim. The Sambatyan on the Kvarim of the Rishoyim, the smoke, the fires of Gehenim stopped burning there on whatever on Shabbos. What did they do? What did they do to attain Shabbos? They're not doing matzah, they're not putting on tefillin, they're not doing mitzvahs, they're not. So what did they do? As a maaser, the Na'as Sambatyan does that, it stops running on Shabbos, so the kforim stops smoking. Elashe kedusha Shabbos, he kedushas Hashem Yisbach, HaMispasheses, as kolo oilam, ubezeh, kolo avruim shovim. Kedusha Shabbos comes into the world and spreads over the whole world, and everybody has sheikhs to it. It means if there's a fire in Gehenna burning on Shabbos, it stops. Why? Because you deserve it? It's not kashrut to you deserving or not deserving. That's what happens, mameila. This is not just a gilu in your thoughts and in your ideas. That's the whole ikra of what's called malchus. Hispashtus maisis umamshis b'poil b'kol ha'olam. It's the hishpatshut, the spreading, the weaving in to every action and everything we do. Bepoil, I'll call mitzvah ma'isis he b'shabbos lishpois mekol malachas oilam. Person has to stop doing malacha from all the malachas that whatever called the malacha. Shelamaisa b'yom haShabbos Adam yoytzi me'olamoi v'kulu nis'aneg al Hashem k'mo b'olam haba. On Shabbos, a person leaves his world and he goes into another world called Olam Haba, where everything's just nis'aneg al Hashem. V'la'ano is miziv shchinosoi. Shazi Hashem echad u'shmoi echad, because in that world Hashem is one and his world is, his name is one. V'ein echadimoi, there's nothing else with him. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is Olam Haba. You sit in Olam Haba with your crown on your head, whatever that means. Don't know why you have to have a crown on your head. Well, you have a crown on your head, whatever that means. What that is, not our subject. And they're naming Ziv Hashchina. That's what Shabbos is. There's nothing you can do for that. We'll see. Obviously, there's things we need to do in order to get ready for Shabbos. You know, you put on clean clothes, you go to the mikveh, you have to. But that's not to get the Kedusha. That's when you're getting a choshuva visitor coming, you have to prepare for the visitor. Of all the Kedusha is there, whether you like it or not. And that you see, people know that. People know that. People that don't keep Shabbos, it's a very difficult day. You find yourself frenetically running around trying to do things on Shabbos. Saturday is always a difficult day for... Why was Sunday different to Saturday when you weren't keeping Shabbos? Sunday, you know, is a different day to Saturday. Saturday, somehow when I grew up as a kid, it was a frenetic day. Always busy and running and sport and those. And, because, Shabbos knows there's something going on. Sunday, the Saturday, so you don't mind. You slow off, you do nothing, whatever. It was a different kind of a day. And the Saturday was but they're both the same day. They're both 2 days. There's no work. There's no school. There's nothing going on. So what's the problem? No, Saturday was the, whoa. It's not so easy to just do nothing on Shabbos or there's something happening in the air.
Well, in America, they used to have the blue laws where everything was shut down on Sunday.
We as well, South Africa also. Everything was shut down on Sunday. But it didn't bother that much. Because on Sunday, anyway, we didn't feel like doing anything. With Saturday, if they would have done it on Saturday, there would have been a revolution. What's there being interested in having buses running in Dawson Shabbos and Makore? Because to sit at home on your own on Shabbos is a mod kashe, because there's something going on and you can't connect to that. It's not that because you didn't get ready for Shabbos, now there's no Shabbos. No, there's something happening and you're just not there. It's like you're there, but you're not connected. Like you're standing on the outside and you're watching this Gewaldika party happening and you're kind of not there. It's a very icky feeling. It's hard to describe. Anyone who's been there knows what I'm talking about. No, South Africa was a very Christian country, and when I grew up as a kid, Sunday was like, whoa, it was like, there was nothing to do. Nothing. It was like, Sunday was usually also, for us, Sunday was more like a sport day as well, because we had the country club was a Jewish-owned country club, and therefore it could be open on Sunday. So Sunday was when the Yidden played golf and bowls and tennis, and used to go to the swimming pool there and whatever. It was like it was a big family day out in the country club, you know? So that was the only thing we had. But other than that, there was nothing. There was no sport. There was no... You were allowed to play sport. In other words, in the private clubs, whatever, people used to play sport. But there was no money. You couldn't, it wasn't... like professional sports and whatever, the leagues and all that stuff, nothing. And movie houses, in the shops. There was the only shop that was open on Shabbos, that was allowed to be open on Shabbos, was the pharmacy. And it was only for medicine. That you have the special gate that shut off the medicine section from everything else. And they were more strict about it. There was no games there. After a while, like everything else, like everywhere else, everything just broke down. Me growing up as a kid, Sunday was a shtickle gehenna. As I got older, as a young kid, it was gewaldic because your parents couldn't go anywhere. You were, it was nice. It was a family day. As you got older, it started getting a bit, wasn't so pleasant. Amnam. Yeah, we can go a little. Let's start basically. Amnam. Ma'ual kol ponim ha'maisa ha'miuchad l'shabbos b'gedei l'kabel noiris ha'kedusha v'adveikus ha'shebo. There must be something to do. You don't just sit back and then Shabbos hits you between the hours and whatever. We see there's what to do for Shabbos. We spend a lot of time getting ready for Shabbos. Why? Just lie on the couch and let it hit you, You tell me anyway, it's coming, my mate. I don't have to do anything. It's gewaldic. For lazy people, that's perfect. Just sit back and don't do anything. And you get, you just suddenly get infused with Kedusha. And you're in Olam Haba, and you're in Nenem as if Shchinosa, gewaldic. Look. There's something called Zocher es Yom HaShabbos. Zocher es Yom HaShabbos. Heinelis Skor Sheachshav Shabbos v'shehi yoyim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ma'aseh, the avoid of Shabbos, is to remember that it's Shabbos, and that it's Hashem's day. U'l'shayif l'kabal es ha'matana shel Shabbos. And to draw, to yearn, to makabal the matana of Shabbos. Rosei amru chazal, matana toive yeshli bebeis ginze, v'shabbos shmoa. Lech v'hidia lahem. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I've got this wonderful gift in my storehouses, and it's called Shabbos. Go tell them. Go notify them. Shegam betona im lo yeh rotzen lekabola mitzad ha-makabal, lo yichnes ha-matona rishusei. You want to give me a gift with all the best intentions of the world, but I don't want to receive it. I never make a kinyan. That never comes into my rishus. If you give me a matana and I don't make a kinyan, it doesn't become mine. However much you want to give it away, there needs to be a noisin and a makabal. And if there's no makabal, the matana doesn't come to you. But tzarech al kaponim das ha-makabal v'hoishet es hayad. You have to have das to makabal. You have to put out your hand and take it. You have to do something to get the Shabbos or the matana. All I want you to do is just open your mouth. You don't have to do anything after that. I'll fill it up. Don't worry, Hashem says. It's talking about Torah, but that's the idea. If you don't open your mouth, what do you want from me? If you don't sit down and open a Gemara, I can't give you Torah. If you'll sit down and open the Gemara, I'll give you Satad Ishmael. You'll get everything you need. Well, you have to open. Well, I have to open the Gemara anyway. I'm not doing anything. No, you have to at least do something to get a kinyan. V'zum mitzvah Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of Shabbos. Liskoes Shabbos. V'chein lishmo shelo lachalalo. Don't do anything to break the present. Don't do anything to destroy the present. Ha'ne shagam b'mesiris ha'metonet. Tzarech alpanim lakabel oto v'lo lizolk lo alpanov. Two things you have to do if I want to give you a present. You have to get it and don't throw it back in my face. Ulechem in chasvelil mechalel es haShabbos, harei mevatel bezeh es hametona shel Shabbos. For you, if you mechalel Shabbos, you've thrown back the present. You don't want the present because you're not going to get it. Ah, but Kedusha comes memeila. Yeah, but you're not going to get it because you didn't want it. You didn't make the kinyan. You weren't there for it. You've thrown it and destroyed it yourself with your adayim. Aval ika Shabbos hi kula matana mitzidos baruch. Avad it's a matana. And therefore there's nothing you need to do to deserve it or to get it. Just don't do anything to stop getting it. Make sure that you grab the present. When they knock on the door to deliver the present, if you're not home, they take it back to the storehouse. You know? Or if you take it and you break it or you don't read the instructions properly, you don't know how to use it, so you destroy the present. Yeah, that's chil Shabbos. So avada is something we have to do, but not to create the kedusha. The kedusha is there mameila. You just have to make sure that you don't destroy the kedusha or do the opposite of it, or you don't let it into your dalet amos. Let's finish with this. Because of the shem rubenei Israel es haShabbos, the shem rubenei es haShabbos, la'asos es haShabbos. Ha'inu adel yeshmira greida havikilu oses haShabbos. It says the shem rubenei es haShabbos, la'asos es haShabbos. How do you last this as a Shabbos? By being Shomer. You Shomer. That's all you have to do. It's like you made Shabbos. Aval amita shel dover hikulu yoyim shel matana. Really, it's just one big present. Vakol bo mitzidus barach b'matana chinam mishamayim. It's a free gift that comes from Shemayim. V'zeh mishum shebe'emes lo tzarich leyoysa. Shabbos he kedusha mitzidus barach. The truth is, you don't need anything more because once you have kedusha Hashem is barach, there's nothing else. What do you want more? kedusha Hashem kveid ba'atzme. That's what you have. So there's nothing more. There's a kol ha'sipur. Okay, I don't want to go much further than that. Well, tov. That's where we got up to. I'm going to make a mark. But that's where we were. We'll maybe start the paragraph again next week. Next week we're still on Sean Kites, eh? Okay, so next week, we must remember to discuss what time we're going to do it off. Once the clock goes back, 9:45 is much too late. No reason to do it late because you have to daven earlier anyway. I'm just saying it's not. Okay, we'll try and work out something next week. Beseder, have a good Shabbos.
Appreciate it, Rabbi. Good Shabbos. Call too.
Enjoy the gift.
Okay.
Take care.
Take care, Rabbi.